Unit 13. The Great Barrier Reef. Off the northeast coast of Australia stretches the largest organic structure in the world, the Great Barrier Reef. It is an immense system of coral reefs that covers an area of 344,400 square kilometers in size and is visible from space. Once thought to be plants, corals are actually composed of colonies of tiny cylindrical animals called polyps. When polyps feed, they ingest minerals like calcium, and this calcium is secreted by the polyps to form a hard skeleton around their soft bodies. Over time, as the colony expands, the skeleton grows and eventually takes on the characteristic reef structure. Coral polyps also maintain a symbiotic relationship with species of algae, which live inside them. Symbiotic relationships are mutually beneficial. The polyps provide the algae with a protective environment, while the algae, through photosynthesis, supply the polyps with food energy and are also responsible for some of the bright coloring seen in corals. Because algae require abundant sunlight to perform photosynthesis, coral reefs are found in shallow, transparent waters with warm temperatures, such as those off of Australia's Queensland coast. The Great Barrier Reef is itself alive, but it also harbors extraordinary biodiversity. Due to waste excreted by the corals, the water around the reef is particularly nutrient-rich. This attracts bacteria, plants, and microorganisms, which in turn encourage the presence of larger species, and so on, up to the highest tier of predators, like sharks and rays. It is estimated that around 1,500 species of fish and 4,000 species of mollusks live in the Great Barrier Reef, a fact that contributed to its designation as a World Heritage Site in 1981. Unfortunately, the world's largest coral reef system is very much in need of the protection awarded such sites. One of the most serious threats to its continued existence is human activity. Oil drilling, fishing, and tourism operations can catastrophically harm the reef, and trends like increased coastal development and the runoff of untreated sewage and contaminated rainwater also pose serious risks. To mitigate these factors, the Australian government created the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park in 1975. The park divides the reef into different zones, each of which carries strict guidelines on what activities are and are not permitted, and there are some areas where human activity is not allowed at all. Another serious threat, and one that cannot be so easily controlled, comes from global warming. The algae within corals are sensitive to temperature changes in the water. A rise of just 2 degrees Celsius can cause them to die off. This is known as coral bleaching, for without algae, the coral loses its color and turns grayish-white. While the corals can survive for a time without the algae, a prolonged absence will lead to the death of the reef. Therefore, the Great Barrier Reef serves as a kind of early warning system for the effects of global warming, demonstrating how serious the problem will become if no action is taken to curb it.